The next Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the last two lines, starts a whole discussion, goes on and on and on. Different opinions in the Tanoim and Amaraim, how much of Kriya Shema do you have to have Kabbanas Pirush Amilas for? So it says, Tanu Rabbanu V'Hayu. So one Tana said before V'Hayu, V'Havayasan Yehu Reb. The Tana Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you're not yet say, reciting Kriya Shema in translation. Rabbi Yotze, if he's saying the original text, the original Hebrew, V'Havayasan Yehu. We don't paskin like that. Tosafot says, we paskin a Kriya Shema as an Emeris B'Chaloshim, provided that it's a literal translation. It has to be not just to contain the ideas, has to be a translation of the text that's also called Kirsova. So what does Bahayu teach me? If you read the Psukim out of order, you're not Yotzim. Shulchan Aruch says, what if you read the Parshias out of order? Rabbi Shulchan Mekorcha says in the Mishnah, Loma Kodma Parsha Shema, Vahayom Shemaya. Loma Kodma Vahayom Shemaya, Levayoyma. So that's not Minatorah, that's only Midrabbanan. So if the Parshias are out of order, then you are Yotzim. But if the psukim within the parshas are out of order, that's called lemafreya, you're not yet. The Taz has a difficult chiddush. The Pashtus says that it's not correct. Taz says if you write a mezuzah, shema before shema, that it's kosher. Just like over here, the parshas out of order are kosher. So the mezuzah, if the parshas are out of order, is kosher. The Pashtus says that it's not correct. That's a din in Shema if the Parsha is out of order, because the whole din of Rebbe Shem Karcha is only the Rabban. But by Mezuzah, the Pashta says that it is Me'akev. You have to first have Shema, then you have the Hayoyim Shemayim. So now that's Shreli Yikan Lamafreya. Fine. Then it says, V'hayu hadorim ha'el shanech v'sachiyom al-levavecha, means you should pay attention that you have to have Kavanah. So it says, V'hayu in the first Parsha of Shema. Does this refer to the whole parsha? Yochel take all the parsha tzicha kavana, and he kavana spirush amilus with the whole parsha. Tamiloyma hadorim ha'ele ad kan tzicha kavana, mekavelech ein tzicha kavana. You only need kavana in the beginning. How much is the beginning? Ad kan is where? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi writes ad kan ad alavavecha. The after Hashem lekach b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol miyodecha is one pasuk. V'yod v'hayom shanechem salachayim al avavcha. The first two pasukim, Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk, the second pasuk v'ahavta, and the third pasuk v'yod v'amreni. You need kavanas pirush amilas for all three. And Tosfos disagrees and says no. The third pasuk v'yod al avavcha is instructions about the first two pasukim that Shema and v'ahavta should be. Tosfos says ad kan. Ad b'chol miyodecha, sh'shnei p'sukim ha'elo medarben b'yichad Hashem b'yavosoy u'v'yirosoy. So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Where they need, according to this Tana, where they need kavanas pirush amilas for the third pasuk, also just for Shema and the Ahavta. What does Tosfos say? That the ikir kabbalos ha'machshavos shamayim is in the first two p'sukim, which are yichad Hashem, ahavosoy v'yirosoy. Where does it say Yerosa? That's a different pasuk. Here it says V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. The Meforshim Eskan Tosfos said only talks about Avos Hashem. Doesn't talk about there are other pesukim in Chumash as Hashem Elokecha Tira about Yiras Hashem, but it's not over here. So I think Rav Soloveitchik must have said that. So others say, not sure, that Avos Hashem Yiras Hashem are two mitzvahs that are interconnected. There are some people who have such, they're so buddy-buddy with the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're on first-name basis, that they have no Yiras Hashem. A husband and a wife, they love each other, they get along, Ahava, so there is no Yira. Then there are other people with such Yira, so there's no Ava. But the Torah requires of us both to have Ava Hashem and to have Yiras Hashem. So everybody has a different balance. No two people have the same balance. Everybody has to strike a balance. To the extent that you have Abba Hashem, your buddy with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Abba comes from closeness and Yira comes Meirochek from being far away from the other person, from the other being. So maybe that's why Tosfos puts them together. That the Pasuk in Kriya Shema only talks about the Ahavtas Hashem Lekecha, Abba Hashem. But Abba Hashem and Yira Hashem are always interconnected. To the extent that you have Abba, you're going to be lacking in the Yira. To the extent that you have Yira, you're going to be lacking in Abba. So everyone has to strike some kind of a balance between the two. Otherwise, it's a problematic word in Tosfos. The Rambam said that the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim was Yichud Hashem Ahavosai V'Talmudai. That was the question. What does Talmudah mean? The Rasoleshik thought Talmudah meant to learn his Torah, Talmudah. And the philosophers interpret Talmudah means something else, to learn about the nature of God, to philosophize about the nature of God. Sure. Okay, so the first Tana in the Brisa, Dibre Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says you have to have Kavanas Pirish Amilas for either the first two or the first three Psukim, Achlegis Rashi and Tarsus. What did Rebbe Eliezer mean? Amalai Rebbe Akiva. So Rebbe Akiva disagrees with Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva was a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer? I think, no. Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer. Amalai Rebbe Akiva. Every so often he disagrees with him, but he was a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer. Arehu Aymer. Shadechem Tzadcha Yoim Al Livavecha. He disagrees, says the whole parsha needs kavanas pirush amilas, not just the first two and the first three psukim. Right? He holds like the habamin of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer started off yochel take kol parsha kula tzicha kavanah. Talmud Lama is not so. Rebbe Akiva holds like the habamin that the whole parsha Rishayna needs kavanas pirush amilas. So the Shah, how do you paskin? Omer Rabbi Babachan, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Aloha ki Rebbe Akiva, that the whole Parsha Rishon needs Kavan. So this is one version. By the time the Gemara was written down, they already forgot exactly. The Gemara was written down in the days of the Gaonim. So by the time they wrote it down, there were two versions of what Rabbi Baba Chana had said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Ika the Masting Lo Ahod the time. Another version had it the same thing, Baruch Hashem, same thing, Aloha Maisa, but on a different mocker. Not on the first price, rather Ahod the Tanya. He said the same thing that Rabbi Kiva said in the first brisa, that you need kavanas pirush amilas. Chaben and liba means kavanas pirush amilas on the first perik. Perik rishon is Shema Yisrael, parasha rishonim. Amar Rabbi Bachan Abrech, alochi grabach shama mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So find the two versions. By the time the Gemara was written down, the two versions of what he said, but at least the same thing. Did he say it on the first brisa, Halachic Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Eliezer? Did he say it on the second brisa that it's Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Yud? But it's the same thing. So that's one psak. The whole parsha Rishana needs kavanas pirush amilas. And the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, usually we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer shamutehu. Rabbi Eliezer was from the Beis Shammai, so we rarely paskin like him. The Gemara in the beginning of Nida lists off, I think, only four cases in Taurus, but we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We rarely paskin like Beis Shammai, so we rarely paskin like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer shamutehu. So he's not really so much in the running. Then he says you got to have kavanas pirush amilas on the first two and the first three psukim. So the one version is we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, then you need parsha Rishayna. Okay. Tan Yidach, you have another brisa. V'hoyu, b'havayosan yehu. So we don't accept Rebbe who says that it's Kriyashma has to be in the original Hebrew. We paskin, you are Yotzei in translation. So what do the Tanaim do with the word from the Mashmoz? V'hoyu, b'havayosan yehu. You have to say it in the original text. Shal ikra l'mafreya. Fine. That's the same as the previous brisa. If you say the psuk out of order, you're not Yotzei. Then it says, alav avecha, means you need kavonas pirush amilas. So there's a Tana, never heard of this Tana, Reb Zutra Aymer. Name of a Tana, Reb Zutra. Okay. Reb Zutra Aymer, Ad kan mitzvahs kavana, mekan v'yelech mitzvahs kriya. Alev avecha, that's the same as Reb Leza. According to Rashi, it means the first three psukim, and according to Tosfos, it means the first two psukim. Okay. Reb Zutra Aymer, Ad kan mitzvahs kavana, mekan v'yelech mitzvahs kriya. After the first two or three psukim, you just have to recite the words and you don't have to know what you're talking about. You have to know you're saying Kriyashma, but you don't have to know the Pirush Amilas. You don't have to have in mind. Rabbi Yoshi Oima, Adka mitzvahs kriya mekam v'yelech mitzvahs kavana. What does that mean? That on the second parsha, only on the first parsha you need kriya, and the second parsha you say, Hira kedibadami. Ad kam mitzvah is kriya. The Gemara is going to explain. Kam v'yelach mitzvah is kavana. Frag the Gemara. Why? Mashlam mikam v'yelach mitzvah is kriya. Why do you say that on the parsha shniya in the dibur you say here lapke dibidom v'andich siv l'daber bom v'chanam in the first parsha k'siv v'dibarta bom you should need what do you say ad kam mitzvahs what is it ad kam mitzvahs kriya mikam v'yelach mitzvahs kavana. Oh, so, no, I read it wrong. Maishlam mikam v'yelach mitzvahs. What is he asking on the first Tana? They're asking on Rav Zutra. Maishlam mikam v'yelach mitzvahs kriya yichsiv l'daber bom achanami hoksiv d'ibarta bom. Who is this Akasha? Nochem. Ad kam mitzvahs kriya. So they're asking on Rav Zutra. Maishna mikan v'yelach mitzvahs kriya dirsiv l'daber bom. Achanami. Oh, the Gemara thought that you don't need. Gemara thought the first Tana Rav Zutra ad kam mitzvahs kavana that on the first parsha here kidibadami. And the second parsha you need kriya. You have to pronounce the words. On the first parsha you can read it with your mind. You have to pronounce it. Gemara said, how can it be? Why do you need Amira? Why do you need Dibur on the second parsha? Mashim halam etzukidich sevedaber bom. Achan amiyak sevedibarta bom on the first parsha. Why should you say herkidibur? The answer is nahachikama. Ad kam mitzvahs kavana ukriya. No. Everything needs kriya. You don't say herkidibur domi. But the first parsha needs kavanas pirish amilas also. Mikam elach on the second parsha, kriya beloy kavana. You don't need kavanas pirish amilas. So the Gemara asks, "Mashna ad kam mitzvahs kavana kriya dichsiv ala vavecha v'dibarta bam." I need dibur. V'dibarta bam. Here is no good, and it says ala vavecha. Hasam nami in the parsha shniyah also ksiv ala vavchem v'daber bam. So who is this akasha? Mashna. What's this guy? Mashna ad kam mitzvahs kavana ukriya. This is a kasha on this Tana, the same Tana, or it's a kasha on Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, "Ad kam mitzvahs kriya, mikam v'yelach mitzvahs kavona." This is a kasha on Rabbi Yoshia. Let's see from the answer. Who are they asking on? Umaishna nachamol, maishna ad kam mitzvahs kavana ukriya. They just explained that that's what the first Tana, Rav Zutra, means. So now they're switching to Rabbi Yehuda. They just explained that terminology, mitzvahs kriya and mitzvahs kavana. That's how they just explained pshat in the first Tana. But now it sounds like they're switching to the second Tana. No? Ad kam mitzvahs kam yelach mitzvahs kriya. No, okay. Still with the first Tana. First Tana says that the Parsha Rishayna you have to have Kriya, Dibur, Hiru is not enough, and you need Kavanas Pirush Amilas. And the second Parsha is enough Kriya, you don't need Kavanas Pirush Amilas. And where he asks, how did you establish that the first Parsha needs Kavanas Pirush Amilas? Because it says Alav Avecha, so in the second Parsha it says Alav Avchem. That's the Kasha. Mashnat Kam, it says Kavanas Kriya. This is Alav Avecha, Vidibarta Bam, Asamnam. In the second Parsha it says Alav Avchem, Vidabar Bam. And for the Gemara, that word, Alev Avchen, doesn't go that the Kriya Shema, the reciting of the second Parsha, should be with Kavanas Pirush Amilas Alev Avchen. What it means is to tell you the Mokam Anochas Tfilin. You shouldn't put Tfilin over here. That's not Keneged Alev. You shouldn't put Tfilin over here. You should Tfilin over here. Tfilin should be over here, Keneged Alev. So when you put your arm next to your body, then Tfilin Alev Avchen. It doesn't go, the Gemara and the Kasha thought that Alev Avchen goes on, how does it say in Kriya Shema? Samtam is dvari ela alev avchem. So the Gemara thought in the Kashiv is Samtam is dvari ela. You should recite Kriyashma should be on your hearts. You should recite Kriyashma with Kabbalas Pirush Amilas. So they say no. But Samtam is dvari ela goes on it on the tefillin. Anochas haTefillin should be begova hayad. Should be over here. Rashi Shita doesn't seem to be like Rashi holds it. Put tefillin over here. So he says disagrees with Rashi. Different Masichtas, Tosis disagrees with the Rashi. The Gemara says in the beginning of Kalabasa, the Gemara says, when you wash until the Adam, you have to wash till here. The Amora was giving a shiur, so he was demonstrating, because you have to wash till here. And then when you wash, when the Kohanim wash for Duchening, they have to wash till there, more. So how much is here and how much is there? So Rashi says, you have to wash when you wake up in the morning, or you want to wash for bread, you have to wash till the wrist. When the Kohanim Duchen, they should wash further. They should wash till the elbow. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, no, when you wake up in the morning, wash for bread, you only have to wash till the knuckles. When you wash for Duchening, you have to wash till the wrist. So Mikra Din, we pass kind of like Tosfos, because nobody, none of the Kohanim who go to Duchen wash till the elbows. That's out of the question. They should at least wash to the wrist. A lot of them make a mistake. When the Levim are pouring the water, so a lot of them have their wristwatch so low, so close to the hand, that the Levim are afraid that, so they don't pour water on the whole hand. So you have to either pour till the elbow, according to Rashi, or you have to pour till the wrist, but you have to pour on the whole hand. So you should really take off their watches. So all year long, we're machma like Rashi. To wash until it says, I am for bread, to wash when you wake up in the morning, you wash till the wrist. But Mi'ikar Adin, you don't have to wash so much. So that's why it says on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, when there's an Issa Rechitza, they're not allowed to wash your hands unnecessarily, only what's absolutely required. What's absolutely required, Mi'ikar Adin, is only till the knuckles. So the Beis Yosef writes that the first time that a person can take a neder a year before bar mitzvah, that's called muflah samach liish. So minik toiv is binding mitam neder. So the first time after a year before bar mitzvah, first time you wash until it's a dime, and you wash till the wrist, you should really say b'li neder. So you won't be binding. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Today it's probably not necessary to say b'li neder, because when the children are in younger grades, the teacher already tells them, all year long you wash till here, and Yom Kippur and Tishba, you wash till there. So before the year before Bar Mitzvah, they already know that they're not going to wash till here on Tishba of Yom Kippur. So it's built into the whole practice the way we have. But that Beis Yosef, that's an important klal. Whenever a person starts observing a Midas Chasidus, should always say the first time B'li Neder. It doesn't have to say every single time. First time he does it, he should say B'li Neder. That's what Son of Poskim would say. The first time in your life that you give Ma'aseh Ksofim, you should say B'li Neder, because there are three different opinions, whether Ma'aseh Ksofim is a Din D'Oraisa, a Din D'Rabbanan, or a Midas Chasidus. So we really assume it's a Midas Chasidus. So people should say the first time they give Ma'aseh Ksofim, say B'li Neder, so it won't be binding. So in case there'll be a year, that'll be not so easy to give it, so you won't have to give it. You shouldn't be Mekabel. Whenever you do a Hanhagatav, you should say B'li Neder, so it shouldn't be binding. Okay. So Nachamol, so Rashi reads everything different from Tosfos. A part of Rashi's, the Gemara talks about different parts of the body, how far, how high up you are. The way Rashi reads all those Gemaras, you put the tefillin over here. And Tosfos disagrees and says, no, you put the tefillin over here, keneged aleif. This part is not going to be keneged aleif, because you go like this. So we assume like Tosfos, that keneged aleif, and sometimes Dvarei Ela doesn't go on reciting Kriya Shema. It goes kid the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Samplam is very early, Tzichrish Dei Sima, Keneger Alev, the Tefillin Shal Yad should be on the, what do you call it? On the muscle, on top of the muscle. So they explained the first Tana, Rav Zutra, Anomen, they explained the first Tana, that you need Ad Alev Avecha, you need Kavanas Pirush Amilas, and the Parsha Shnir does need. I don't know, it sounds, for the Hemshech, it sounds like the first Parsha versus the second Parsha. It sounds like it holds like Rabbi Akiva from before.
According to Rashi, the Kohanim would take off their tefillin before the Shnir. So if they're washing the elbow and the tefillin is here. So.
Probably. Oh, you got to take off so much, not going to have too much tefillin on. Yeah. Maybe that's why the minig developed not to duchen all year long. So if machmer for Rashi, so you got to wash the. I don't know. So it's difficult minig that we don't duchen all year long. Yeah. So now the Gemara is going to explain the second Tana. Rabbi Yoshia, Omar Marit says in the Braisa. Sometimes when the Gemara quotes a statement and they want to elaborate on it, sometimes they'll say Omar Mar and sometimes they'll say Gufa. When do you say Omar Mar? When do you say Gufa? So Rashi, in a few places in the Gemara, Rashi says, Amamar is more respectful than Gufa. So whenever they're quoting a Braisa, so they'll say, Amamar, the master said. Whenever they're quoting a Memra from an Amara, then they'll say Gufa, with a little less respect. There are a couple of Gemaras where it's not so. So Rashi says, that's a Yotzim and a Klal, but the Klal is usually like this. And the Yad Malachi says, there's somebody Yotzim and a Klal, he thinks the Klal is the reverse. That it only says Oma Mar if it's an Amoira. Here it's a Tana and a Brysa. Here it's like Rashi. Oma Mar goes on a Brysa here. So the Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia that was written in the 1700s. He was a contemporary of the Chidor. The Chidor wrote quite a few encyclopedias. So that's when the Jews were writing encyclopedias alphabetically arranged. So the Chidor has a few encyclopedias. So this one, the Yad Malachi was, and the Chidor, they both wrote an encyclopedia of expressions in the Gemara, concepts in the Gemara. Like an Encyclopedia Talmud did. But Encyclopedia Talmud did talks about the Dinim. And they just talk about the terminology. They have other encyclopedias on the Dinim. Okay. Yad Malachi has on the Dinim also, but mainly on the expressions. So that's a machloek, it's not too significant. Machloek is which one goes on a Memra, Omamar or Gufa, which one goes if it's a Memra from an Amara, which one goes if it's a Tana from a Brisa. So now they explain the second Tana. Omamar, it says in the Brisa, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Adka mitzvahs kri, mekam vielach mitzvahs kavona. What does it mean? That you don't need kavonas pirush amilus on the first parsha. What does it mean? Masha mekam vielach mitzvah kavona, mishim dechsiv alav avchem, achanami yechsiv alav avecho. The first parsha should also need kavanas pirush amilus. Why does he say only the second parsha needs? Nein, hachi kama. Ad kam mitzvah kriya vi kavana. The first parsha you have to have kriya, you have to have dibur, amira, with kavanas pirush amilus. And the second parsha, you can have kavana below kriya. You say, here a kedibudo. Frankly more, why? Maishnat kam mitzvah kriya vi kavana. Say, alav avecha, vidibarta bom, you need amira, and here is no good. And Allah Vechini Kavanas Pirush Amilus. So Hasam Nam in the second parsha also says Daber Bom. It says Daber Bom. So how can it say Hira Kedibur? And for the Gemara, no. The second parsha, when it says L'daber Bom, doesn't mean to say V'hoyoyim Shemaya. Hu B'dibre Toru Hu Dichsiv. It doesn't go. The first parsha it says, how does it say in the first parsha? V'dibarta bam shivtecha beveisach v'lechtecha v'aderecha v'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha. So it says, V'dibarta bam shach b'cha v'kumecha. You should recite Kriya Shema, pronounce it with your lips. You say, Hira lav kediba dami. But in the second parsha it says, L'daber bam, Asanam yaksiv, L'daber bam, doesn't go on Kriya Shema. It goes on talking and learning at home. So that's what we had the Rashi, the opening Rashi in the Masech, that Tosa disagreed with. Tosa holds the first two parshas are, if you hold Kriya Shema deraisa, the Tosa holds the first two parshiyos are deraisa. Tosa holds that it's not deraisa. Tosa holds that Kriya Shema lav deraisa. That's what Rabbi Kedega pointed out on the Pri Chodesh, commenting on the first Tosa. But Tosa attacks Rashi. The Rashi says you're not yotzi if you say Kriya Shema deraisa moshes because sofik deraisa duchumer. That's what the Rishami says. Kriya Shema deraisa. If you say before, say sal kochavim is a sofik deraisa duchumer. So why shouldn't you say Safik Deraisa Luchum and Parsha Shniya as well? That was Tosis' title. Tosis holds, if you hold like Rashi, that Kriya Shema is Deraisa, both Parshiyos are Deraisa. And Rashi holds like this Gemara, no, only Parsha Vishayda is Deraisa. The Dibarta Bam means to recite Kriya Shema, but the Daba Bam means to talk and learning. Ahubi Dibitaru Hudichsev doesn't go on reciting Kriya Shema, it goes on talking and learning. Vachakam Rachmana, Agmir Ben Achitar Kechadid Ligra Subahu. Okay, so this Gemara, so what did the second Tana say, Rabbi Yoshia? He says, on the first parsha, you have to pronounce the words, Hira Lav Kedibadami. On the second parsha, it sounds like he holds that the second parsha is Lav Deraisa, it's only with the Rabbanon. So since it's only with Rabbanon, so you say, Hira Kedibadami. On the first parsha, it really says, V'dibartabam. V'dibartabam means that Hira Lav Kedibadami, and he dibur. Later on, it's going to be a machlokes, but a hira kediba dami, hira lav kediba dami, by kriya shema. Can a person be, I'd say, with hira? But this Gemara seems to be assuming that the part of kriya shema that's the rice, namely parsha rishayna, really requires a dibur. Hiru is not up. The second parsha is only midirabbanan, so therefore hiru kedibur dami. So how many opinions do we have already? We have machlokes hatanaim. How much needs kavanas pirush amilas? So there was Rabbi Akiva holds parsha bishayna, and Rabbacha b'shem Rabbi Yudah says parsha bishayna, and Rabbi Baba Chana quotes Rabbi Yechanan and says halacha is like that parsha bishayna. Rabbi Blazer disagrees, and Rabbi Yoshia disagrees. No. Rabbi Blazer disagrees. He says either the first two or the first three psukim in the first parsha need kavanas pirush amilas, and past that you don't need. And that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Did he mean the first three psukim, or did he mean the first two psukim? So now there's a third opinion. Tana Rabbanan, the first white line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ad kan tzricha kavanas alei divrei Meir. You only need kavanas pirush amilas on pasuk rishon. Amar Rabba Alocha k'Rab Meir. He thinks we should pass like Rab Meir. Only pasuk rishon. So how do you paskin over here? So the Rishonim say we paskin both. What do you mean? We paskin pasuk Rishon, and we paskin Parsha Rishayna. But which is it? So we paskin Kavanas Pirush Hamilas. We paskin only pasuk Rishon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. You don't even need for b'ahavta Kavanas Pirush Hamilas, but you need Kavana, a little more Kavana for the Parsha Rishana than for the Parsha Shniya. So that's why the Gemara is going to explain that if a person, Beis Hillel said earlier when they had their machlokes with Beis Shammai, kol adam kori kidarkoi. So what was the Loshon HaGemara? That a person can recite Kriya Shema, oiski b'malachtam b'koirim. Where was that? I forgot already. In the middle of Yud Aleph and Min Aleph. Tana Rabbanan B'Sidol Amrim, after the two dots, right in the middle. Om de Mekorim, Yoshim Mekorim, Mata Mekorim, Hochem Mekorim, Hochem Aderech Mekorim, Oskim and Malachim Mekorim. All the things. So even though B'Sidol are quoted by the Braise, but as saying, Hochem Aderech Mekorim, you can be walking, Oskim and Malachim, and so on, but not Parsha Rishayna. That's only a Parsha Shniya. Because Parsha Rishayna needs Kavanah. You don't need so much kavanas pirush amilas like on the pasuk rishon Shema Yisrael. There Rava says be pasuk like Rav Meir. Only pasuk rishon needs kavanas pirush amilas, but you need a little more kavana for the rest of the parsha rishon than you need for parsha shniyah. So mahalach baderech he wouldn't allow. Oiskim emalachtam he wouldn't allow. So that's what the Gemara says. It's Rabbi Yechanan l'shitasay. Rabbi Yechanan says you have to stand still. You shouldn't be walking around. Here the Gemara has later. About the tenth line, the white lines, after the two dots. So it says, Amar Abnasam Bar Maruk Ve Amar Abyuda Alav Avecha Bar Midam. When you say those two words, you have to stand up. Alav Avecha Salka Daita. What do you mean? You have to stand up when you say two words. There is no such thing. They never saw anybody stand up for those two words. Elaim say the pshat like this. Ad Alav Avecha Bar Midam. Dikam V'yelech Lo. You shouldn't be walking, you shouldn't be oskim b'malachtam, you should be standing still until you say Alav Avecha. That's the third pasuk. That sounds like Rashi. The first three psukim, you should stand still, you shouldn't walk around, because walking around is going to diminish your kavana. The kavana is pirush amilas, he will see whether he needs it or not. Sure. So he said, Ad Alav Avecha b'amidim, kavi elach lo. After the third pasuk, you can walk around. You shouldn't walk around, you shouldn't be asking him malach the mahalcha maderech, but the whole parsha v'shenev. As Rabbi Yechanan tamidah, Rabbi Mochan, Rabbi Yechanan, Allah Rabbacha Shama Mishum Rabbi Yudah. That's what he meant. We pass like Rava that only pasuk rishon Shema Yisrael needs kavanas aleiv, but kavanas pirush amilas, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that the whole parsha v'shenev needs kavana to the extent not the same kavanas pirush amilas. We shouldn't be walking around. Shouldn't be a kriya arois. So we pass them both. Yeah. What does the Gemara have in the third white line? Tanya Simchas Saimer. Simchas was a Talmud of Rav Meir. If you say it slowly and you pay attention to what you're saying, so it's gula for arichas yamim. What do you mean, marach b'echod? You should say slowly. Amar avacha b'ayankiv u'bedalet echod. How can it be marach b'dalet? The way we pronounce it, dalet, it's one of the letters, it can't be marach. So that's what the Sfardim were pronounced dalet like a W. So that you can't be marach. Okay, if you have a different havara, you can't be marach. The way we pronounce Hebrew, you can't be marach b'dalet. It's physically impossible. Amar avashi, when you marach b'dalet, you have to be careful. You shouldn't convert the ches into a shvoah. In your interest in being marach and a dalet, you shouldn't be mezalzel in the ches. You should pronounce the ches for the comments. Echod shouldn't mispronounce the ches in order to be marach and a dalet. Rabbi Yirmi Habiyasel Kamei de Rabchia Barah Bechazia de Havim Marach Tuva. One of the Chachamim saw the other one was pausing very long by Echod, and he says, it's not necessary, it's so long. Some Rishonim say that the Ches of Echod is, the Ches is 8 bigamatrias, that corresponds to the Shiva Rikim and Olam Hazeh. So it should be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 7 Rikim. There were 7 heavens. In English, that's the expression, but it's in Gemara Chagiga, in the second paragraph, shows from Sukkim and Tanakh, there are 7 heavens. And then there's this world. So we should be the Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim in the 7 heavens, and then this world, and northeast, southwest, and Abba Ruch HaSoylam. They quote from a name of Rabbi Saul Salanta, a lot of times people are so busy with all the Kavanas, thinking so much about the 7 heavens, and the northeast, southwest, they forgot the main part of Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim is on me. I should be Mekabbalah Malchus Shemaim on myself. That the Baruch Shalom is the boss, I should listen to what he said. Not just he's the boss over there, he's the boss over there. He's the boss over me. That's the main thing. That the ches with the dalet should include me also. That's often missing, unfortunately. Yeah. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa, Tan Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Shamakana Shecha, Zui Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. What do you mean? He only said Pasuk Rishon. So the Gemara explains what it was. Rabbi was the chief rabbi. And he used to, so a lot of people had to go to work. So he gave a shir and daf yomi before the first minyan, when it was too early to daven. It was before Mashiach. Then those people said a kaddish derabbanan, and then the next shift came. So he gave the second shir, and Mishnah yomi, so Yerushalmi yomi, so whatever, daf yomi, whatever. He gave one shir after another shir after another shir, and he never said kriyashma bismanai. So the Gemara says, so what's going on? So the answer is, in the middle of the shir, perhaps he had a meturgman who he said a little bit, and the meturgman said it over. While the meturgman was saying over, he would say the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kev, Shema Echad, during the Zman of Kriya Shema. The Sov Zman Kriya Shema is a din deraisa, so the Gemara presents it as if the din of Sov Zman Kriya Shema only applies to the Kriya Shema deraisa. The rest of the Kriya, that's how the Ramban says that. The Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi holds that Kriya Shema deraisa is only pasuk rishon. Those were the 4 opinions. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? So the Ramban holds Pasuk Rishon, Rashi holds Parsha Rishonah, Tosfos held if Kriya Shema would have been there, right? So it would have been Shtei Parshias, and Vayomer is a different din, Zechiras Yitzchus Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes that all 3 Parshias are for the sake of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That it's Kabbalah Samach Shamaim, Ma'idei Haskaras Yitzchus Mitzrayim. That the 3rd Parsha is also because of Kriya Shema. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi only said the first Pasuk? He only said the first Pasuk before the Sov Zman Kriya Shema. I guess there was a late minyan for the chassidim. So if they gave all the shurim and daf yomi, then he davened with the late minyan. They didn't attend any of the shurim, and that late minyan missed Zman Kriya Shema. So he used to say only Pasuk Rishon b'zman.
Rabbi was Torah Tov Manutol. He didn't
die. What?
Rabbi HaNasi was Torah Tov Manutol. Only davened once every 30
days. Ah, he didn't daven. What about Kriya Shema? Also doesn't have to say.
Mishra says, not seeking the tefila, not seeking the Kriya Shema, and not seeking the tefila.
Uh-huh. So you have to be mapsik for Kriya Shema. So he was only mapsik for the Pasuk Rishon. And the rest is a shaila whether he said it later. Because you only require, even if he only said it later, so why wasn't he makbid on his man Kriya Shema for the rest of the Kriya Shema? The rest is only the Rabbanan. the din of Zman Kriyashma is only needed for the Kriyashma Derais. A Chiddush. Shema Yisrael Shama Kanashma, Zu Kriyashma Shav Yura Nasi. Amalei Rav Le Rav Priya, Rav was a Talmud of Rav Yura Nasi. So he made a comment, Le Chazina Le De Rebbe, Dim Bekabal Alei Macha Shaman. I never noticed that Rebbe says Kriyashma. Isn't there something strange going on here? They're both Talmidim of Rav Yura Nasi. Rav and Rav Priya were both Talmidim. So he says, I never noticed. Amalei, so he says to him, Barpachsi, the Kavadiki expression, Ben Gedoylem, Rav's father was a Tamacham, so he says, Barpachsi, Pechos is a governor, or a Kavadiki person. So he says, Barpachsi, Beshoshim, Abi Yodav Alpanov, Mekabal Alov, Amalchushamayim. In the middle of the shiur that he gave in the morning, he would always put his hands over his eyes a little bit, and he would say the Pasuk Grishon then. Because that's the only part that's the rice. So you need Zman Kriyashma is only needed for the part of the Kriyashma that's the rice. So the Gemara has the Shaila, did he say the rest later on or not? Chayzavigam or ain't Chayzavigam? Did he say the rest later? So the Gemara has a Machloikas between the son of Rabbi Yura Nasi and the Talmud of Rabbi Yura Nasi. You would think that the son would know better what his father did. Not necessarily so. He doesn't think that Rebbe finished it later. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, the son of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, said, and he doesn't give in. Bar Kapara doesn't give in. He said, I'm going to prove that I'm right and you're not right. Just because you're the son doesn't mean that you're not better. They're both guessing what was the practice. So the son of Rebbe thinks that his father said the whole Kriyashma later. And the Bar Kapora thinks, Ein Chazugam, it didn't say the rest. Amalei Bar Kapora, the Reb Shem Bar Rebbe, Bishleimer Lididi, the I say, Ein Chazugam, the Amina, Ein Chazugam. So you understand why Rebbe had the practice. Every day he would give a shiur on something else, whatever the Daf Yomi, whatever they were learning. And he would always smuggle in, see, they would quote Psukim from Chumash, and then he'd give the drushes of the Torah Shem Al Peh, say the Dinim. Say all the questions. So every day, Rabbi Yudah Nasi would smuggle in a pasuk in the middle of the shiur that had to do with Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like we had the Gemara said before, you can say from Parshas Balak, you can say from Parshas Ribbis, you can say from Parshas Mishkolas, the different psukim nechum, they're more psukim nechumish, where it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he argues and he says, Bishleim ili didi amina, enochoy zili goyim ra. And he didn't say the rest later. He just said persecution, that's all. The rest is only the Rabbana Haidam had the Rebbe Ashmaita Dizbitzias Mitzrayim. That's why in the middle of the Shia he would always smuggle in something about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ella, the Dedoch, the Amit Chazvigam, who's going to say the rest of Kriyashma later anyway, after the Solzman Kriyashma. So why was it necessary for him to go out of his way to say something about Yitzias Mitzrayim? He's going to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim later when he davens with the late vineyard. He's not going to daven with the late vineyard. He's going to say Kriyashma. He's going to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim later. And for the Gemara, no. They've asked Yitzias Mitzrayim this man. Rebbe wanted to say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim during this man of Kriyashma. Why? The halacha requires that. That's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'rabbanan. The Tosefta said, the Magen Avraham quoted a Tosefta, that she came kishem shenasim Torah zman lekriyashma kach nosna chachamim zman letfila. That the idea of so zman kriyashma is a din deraisa. So that carries over men atorah to zechiras tzias mitzrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Gemara is saying yes, it's a din men atorah that it carries over. But the beer that he gave, that the Rambam said that there were three parshas in Kriyashma, so we asked the question, but the third parsha has nothing to do with Kriyashma. It doesn't say B'shach B'chol Kamecho. Third parsha is for the purpose of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why did the Rambam say that there were three parshas in Shema? And how come the Rambam didn't count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah in the Taryag Mitzvahs? So that there were other valid answers. The Rav Chaim suggested that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalos Amachu Shamayim. We should say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. We know that it's so, because all the Ikorei Hamuna were demonstrated unto us, to our ancestors, at the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like it says, Onech Hashem Lakecha Sheyotzei Sichem Yeretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. So the people at Har Sinai, lived through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all of the Ikori Hamunah were demonstrated to them. So that's the same thing. The mitzvah of Zechiyas Mitzrayim doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, that's a separate mitzvah. But Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. It's to enhance the Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. So if it's one, it's a chelik, it's an integral part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, or Kriya Shema, has to be within the Zman of Kriya Shema. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, he interpreted the Gemara, Kedei L'Ask Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmana, that it's a Din D'Oraisa. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Shagas Aryeh writes that this Gemara is only a Chumra Midei Rabbanan. When our Torah it says, Mantisko, so it says, Kol Yimecha Yecha, Yimecha Yacha, Hayom Kol Yimecha Leilois, so all day is good and all night is good. There is no Sovzman. When our Torah, there is no Sovzman, Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. I think Gemara says there is, and he says it's only Midei Rabbanan. Now, so then she thought that the way Rav Chaim explained, one could understand that this is a real din d'oraisa. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that we paskin like Rebbe, that you only need kavanas pirush amilas. That wasn't Rebbe, that was Reb Meir here on the first and the second white lines on the Amud Torah. But it's my soul Hashem Echad at kan tzvicha kavanas aleib divrei Reb Meir. I'm a rabbi halachic Reb Meir. So we pass on like Reb Meir. Why you only need Kabbalah Aleim on the Pasuk Rishon? So the Ramban and the Muhammad said, because the din is like Rebbe, that's the Raisa and the rest of the Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. And with respect to mitzvahs, the Raisa, mitzvah, Yichas Kabbalah, respect to mitzvah, Rabbanan, mitzvah, Yichas Kabbalah. Not only does it go on the Kabbalah lots, it goes on the Kabbalah's Pirish Amilus as well. So all that's we accept that. We accept that. So that's what the Gemara says. Next Gemara, Omra Bela Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei de Rav. What if the fellow says Shema Yisrael Shema Ken Hashem Echad, and then he's so drowsy he's reciting the rest of Kriya Shema in his sleep, Venenas Bishina, and the rest he's just he's saying all the words. The people know he's saying all the words, but he's not mechaben at all, and it just comes automatically. So the Gemara says Yotza. He only had Kavanas Pirush Amilus on the Pasuk Rishon, and the rest he pronounced the Yitz. Omle Rav Nachman the Dor Avdei, he says, "B'psuka kamo tsaron." If I look drowsy, probably by Myrav, if I look half asleep on the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Shem Echad tsaron, wake me up, make sure that I know what I'm talking about. On the Pasuk Rishon Tvei, more than the first Pasuk, loy tsaron. Because there's no need for Kavanas Pirush Amilas on the rest of Kriya Shema. He's following Rebbe. That's where Rebbe holds that only Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa, and following Reb Meir, Ad Kan Tzvicha Kavanas Aleph. The rest, they just have to pronounce the words. Sometimes a person is so drowsy, he's gonna mispronounce the words. That's no good. He has to pronounce the words correctly. But even though he's very, very tired, and he's not Machaven Kavanas Pirush Amilas, so he says, Yoytzi like that. I'm the Rabbi Yosef Brei de Rabba. Abu Chechi Ovid, what was your father's practice? Rabba. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were good friends. Rabbi Yosef asks Rabba's son, what was your father's practice about this Pasuk Rishon Kavanah? Amalai, that was my father's practice. Psukah Kamon Havakam Etzar Napshei. On the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, he would make sure that he would have Kabbalah Pirush Amilus. And if Tvei, lo Havim Sanav. More than that, he wasn't machped about. He has to say Shmon Esri, though. He has to say Shmon Esri, unless it means when it's Kriya Shma Lamita, like Rashi says. They dub Ma'ariv early. Rashi interprets that practice was Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaMoraim also. They used to dub Ma'ariv early. They used to repeat Kriya Shma Lamita. Maybe that's what it means. Kriya Shma Lamita, because Kriya Shma by Ma'ariv, if he's Yotzi Kriya Shma Lamita, so he has to be awake when he says Shmon Esri. No. He's going to also be half asleep. Difficult. Amar Rav Yosef, what position should a person be in when he says Kriya Shema? So the din is like Beis Hillel, we just had before, Yud Aleph and Aleph. You can recite Kriya Shema standing, sitting. Om de Mekorim, you can stand. Yoshman Mekorim, you can sit. Mat de Mekorim, you can recline. Hocham Baderch Mekorim, Oskam and Melach Mekorim. All the five positions are good. So he says, but there's it. Everything goes, any position you want. So he says, no, Prakton. Amar Rav Yosef, Prakton. The guy's lying flat on his back, Leikra Kriya Shema. That's not the Bekovedik. Kabbalah, some Machashmai, God is relaxing. Like you're sitting in the sun, you're getting a sunbath. Shmai Yisrael Hashem HaKem Shemach. That's not Derech Eretz. Freg de Gemara, Mikru Hu de Lo Likri. The only problem is that he's not, it's not Derech Eretz, I mean, Mekabal Machashmaim, and it was flat on his back. Homigana Shapidami, but to recline in such a position, to go to sleep like that on your back is okay. We say it's not permissible to sleep like that. Rabbi Shimon Levi lied. He would curse Amandigani Aparke, whoever would go to sleep lying flat on his back. Yeah. Rashi has a whole interpretation. Shemi is kasha evoro, betoch shenasa, when he's sleeping. V'nira le'rabim v'hu derech ganai. So this is a question, means he doesn't have any pajamas on. He doesn't have any blanket on. Or it means even if he does have a blanket, but it'll still be noticeable. So that's a discussion exactly what does Rashi mean here. But Reb Shimon Levi says, Bechlal, it's not proper to go to sleep flat on your back. So how does Rabbi Yosef only protest that you shouldn't recite Kriya Shema in a reclining position? You're not allowed to lay on your back, Bechlal. Never allowed to be like that. And with the Gemara Amri, so the answer was given, Migni, if you want to go to sleep like that, Kimitzli, if you tilt a little bit on the side, Shapidami, that's permissible, but Mikrova, to recite Kriyashma, Avagav, the Mitzli, Namiyasa, but to recite Kriyashma in a reclining position, even if he's leaning sideways, that's not Derech Eretz, so that's not permissible. It's not the proper way to be Mekabel HaMach Shemaim. Fregma, but Rabbi Yechanan did it all the time. Rabbi Yechanan Matzli Vikori, he would recite Kriyashma in a reclining position, as long as he's leaning on the side a little bit. Everything was Rabbi Yechanan the Balbasav, he was very, very fat. Rabbi Yechanan was extremely fat. And it was very difficult for him, once he lay down on bed, it was very difficult for him to get up. So since it's such a difficult job for such a fat person to get up, so we're making on such a situation that he can recite the Kriya Shema in a leaning sideways a little bit. But for a normal person who's not so fat, it's not proper to recite Kriya Shema in a reclining position, even if it's tilting a little bit on the side. Sure. Okay. So the next Gemara is going to try to figure out what exactly did Rab Meir say. Rab Yehuda, we know what he said. It doesn't really matter too much what Rab Meir said. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Allah, Rab Yehuda. You want to pass like Rab Yehuda.
How does, I don't think how the Rambam reads the Gemara Rabbi, only saying, how did all other Rishonim read the Gemara Rabbi? Just, he always have the first topic? Like, the first passage that I saw?
I don't know. The Rebbe disagrees. Yeah. I don't know. Bosh B'shad is like the Ramban, huh? The only Pasuk Rishon is the Reish, the rest is the Rabban. Otherwise, why didn't he say Kriya Shema Bizmana? If Kriya Shema is the Reish, Kriya Shema is the Reish. There is an opinion in the Yerushalmi, but it doesn't appear in the Bavli, that the Talmid HaChamim who are Isaac and learning Terasim and Nosim are even Pata from Kriya Shema. Why? So Yerushalmi says Zeshino v'Zeshino, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that was the big machlekes, where the Kriya Shema derais and Kriya Shema lav derais. Kriya Shema derais means that you have to say these parshias is derais. Kriya Shema lav derais means you have to say any, it can be Mavasedra. That the mitzvah B'shach v'Kamecha just means the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rambam counts as two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah Talmud Torah every day, and the pasuk in Yeshua is Megala Bagisva Yom Avalayla, a little bit in the daytime, a little bit at nighttime. If not for the pasuk in Yeshua, you would have said once a day, every day, you have to learn little Torah. Now that the pasuk in Yeshua says Bagisva Yom Avalayla, so it's once a day, every day, and once a night, every night. Not just once a day, every day. So the Rambam counts as two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah Talmud Torah every day, a little bit every day, a little bit every night, and then the mitzvah Kriya Shema, a little bit every day, every night. And according to the other opinion, the Gemara, the Kriya Shema lav deraisa, what do you mean lav deraisa? It's a pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara says, what does it mean? That Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shema, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So mikaradin deraisa, you can say any parsha, you can be ma'abesedra a little bit every day. And with the Rabbanan, you should say Shema V'Yoyim Shema. Oh, so if you say it's only, if you hold that Kriya Shema Lab Deraisa, and Menatara, that what it means is you have to learn whatever parsha you want. That's the Shagas I quoted that from the Rabbeinu Yoyim. That's the Pshan. So then you can understand why Rabbi Yudah Nasi only said Pasuk Rishon, and he didn't say the rest because the no. Then you can understand what the Rishami said. The Talmid Chachamim who are terasim and nasim, and not only putter from davening, they even putter from Kriya Shema. The Rishami says, why Zeshinim is Zeshinun? The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he's learning all day long, so he doesn't need that Talmud Torah. He doesn't need the Talmud Torah. So it could be that that's Rebbe Shita. Maybe the Ramban explains to Rebbe that only Pasuk Rishon is derais. So you say, what do the other Rishonim hold? So maybe the other Rishonim hold that Rebbe's opinion was that Zeshinim is Zeshinim, that he was a Terosoim Nasoim, and he was only Mechuyiv to mid the Rabbana to say Pasuk Rishon. And Atari wasn't even Mechuyiv to say Pasuk Rishon at all. Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not Kabbalah Samach Shema. It's not Dafka these Parshia Shema or Yom Shemaya. It's Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa. It's only with the Rabban you need these Parshia. You can say whatever Parshia you want. So he was learning all day long. He was Paskan Shailas all day long. So the Yerushalmi has such an opinion. Zeshinim is Zeshinim. We usually assume, we don't accept that Yerushalmi. We assume Kriya Shema is Deraisa. The nature of mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach Shema. And Kabbalah on mitzvahs, the Daf can recite these parshas. It doesn't help the Rebbe's giving shir all day long and Paschal and Shailas all day long. And so on. He still has to say Kriya Shema. Maybe that's the alternate pshat. Maybe other Rishonim hold that according to Rebbe, Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. And therefore, since he was Terosim Nasa, so he was even part of Zeshinim and Zeshinim. Okay. So again, so the Tosis explains on the Mishnah. You have a pasuk with the Bartabom. The Poshim Pshat is you should be saying Kriya Shema, or you should talk and learning. And the Torah Shemal Peh has an additional level of interpretation on the level of the Rise of the Barta Bam. You're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. You're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. What about the weather, about the politics? No, you're allowed to talk to be Mipnei HaKovim, Mipnei HaYira. So to what extent, where are you allowed to talk? Bein HaProkim, Be'emtz HaPerik, Mipnei HaKovim, Mipnei HaYira. So that's Lama Sar Kosov El HaChachomim, how to work out the details. So that was a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, halachic Rav Yehuda. We're going to pass like Rav Yehuda. So it doesn't really matter what Rav Meir said, but they're trying to figure out what did he say. So Rav Yehuda had a complicated cheshma. Rav Yehuda said, "Be'emtza haperek, you're allowed to be shol mepnei ayira and meishiv mepnei hakovid, and bein haprokem you're allowed to be shol mepnei hakovid and meishiv shalom alchal adam." So they want to know, what did Reb Meir say? Reb Yehuda is disagreeing with Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says, "Be'emtza perik, you're only allowed to be mafsik mepnei ayira, and bein haprokem you're allowed to be mafsik mepnei hakovid." So what are the details of this shitas Reb Meir? So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. The Gemara gives a suggestion, and then they say, "Tanya nami hachi." There's a beferish brisa that says like that. I think they quote Tanya nami hachi. Yeah, in the second line from the top of Yud Dalem and Al Tanya Nami Hachi is a beferish brisa. That what? Hakoros Hashma Pogam by Rabba Gadol Hemenu Biprokim. Biprokim means Bein Haprokim Shol Mipnei Hakovid and Meishiv, not L'chol Adam. Meishiv Mipnei Hakovid and certainly Mipnei Ayira. Ube'emtza perek shol mepnei ayira bein tzach lam meishiv bepnei hakovid, no heter at all. Div Reb Meir. We don't pass like Reb Meir. We pass like Reb Yehuda. They're complicated. Be'emtza perek shol mepnei ayira meishiv bepnei hakovid, and bein haprokim it's even mutar shol mepnei hakovid and meishiv shalom al chalod. Yeah, how do you translate? What does it mean bepnei ayira? So that's a machloikis and the Mefarshim and the Mishnais and the Rishonim. Some say, "Yira, I'm afraid the guy's going to shoot me." So Mamish Pikoch Nefesh is Dercha Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, it's not Avodah Zarah Gila Reis and Shvichas Damim. It's not considered Avodah Zarah if you talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. It's not right, but it's not Avodah Zarah. So that's how they translate Mepnei Ayira means you're afraid they're going to kill you. The other Rishonim say no. Mepnei Ayira means to show kavod to a person for whom there's a chi of kavod square. There's a big kri of kavod. So there's a din of mora rabbach and mora shamayim. That's mora. Es Hashem al-kechatir le-rabbis tamir ha-chachamim. The Gemara said there was a machloikas ha-tanayim whether when the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu bereshis bar lakim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz. Every time it says es, is it marbe something. So the Gemara says, Shimon ha-msoini, the other Girsa has. Nechemiah Amsoinim, there was a Tana, he worked with the theory that every time it says es, it's lerabbis, something additional. Till he reached the Pasuk es Hashem lokecha tira, you should fear God. So es is marba, someone else, who else? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, there's only one God, there's no one else there, there's no board of directors there. The Baruch Shalom runs the whole world on his own. So Pirish, he backed out from all the drushes, he said everything is wrong. The Talmidim said, but we have notes and notes, notebooks full of shiurim that he gave in every house. He says, put it all in the Shemus, it's all wrong. He says, Kishem shekibarti schal ala drisha, kach ani akabel schar ala prisha. Just like all these years that I gave all these shiurim, dashing all the yes and I got schar. He got schar because he was attempting to say the correct shot. Even though now Ziglod Milson and Mafreya, everything is wrong, that S is not marba anything, but that the Ravid quotes that. You see that he gets schar for Talmud Torah if you're attempting to give a pshat, even though it turns out that it's the wrong pshat. So he says, Keshem shekibarti schar ala drisha, all these years I got reward, I deserve the reward for suggesting all these interpretations. So from now on that I know that it's not correct, now I'll get reward for not saying falsha Torah, because it's all wrong, you're not supposed to darshan es. So that was the first Tana, Shimon Hamsoini and Nechemiah Hamsoini. Achebor Rabbi Kiva b'dorash, until Rabbi Kiva came along, he said, no, the theory is correct. Every time it says es, it means something. And es Hashem l'kechatir l'rabbis tamir ha-chachamim. Mor rabbach k'mor ha-shamayim. So Tosis points out, mor rabbach k'mor ha-shamayim is only by Rabbi Muvok. There's a din of Rabbi, and there's a din of Rabbi Muvok. And then there's the din of Talmud Chover. There are three different things. Talmud Chover means, I learned by that Rebbe in high school, and I got a lot from him. And then I learned Dan for Smicha, and then I'm teaching the yeshiva, and now I know how to learn just as well as he does. So that's a Talmud Chover. I was a Talmud of that Rebbe years ago. That Rebbe taught me Aleph Beis. He taught me Haskolas Chumash. He taught me Haskolas Gemaras. He was my Rebbe, but then I caught up with him. So that's a Talmud Chover. Then there's another Talmud, not a Talmud Chover, he's a Talmud, but that's not his Rebbe Muvik. It's not Rebbe Muvik, it's Rav Chachmasa Hemenu. And Rabbi Muvik is when it's Rav Chachmasa Hemenu. That's the question. Mizman said that we have a concept of a Rabbi Muvik, Rav Chachmasa Hemenu, so the Bali Atosus say, they quote the Chubas in the Bali Atosus, that Mizman said, Rav Chachmasa is really from Svarim, not from any one individual person. In rare cases, yeah, rare cases where a person has such an influence on his Talmidim that everything they do, everything that they learn, the whole life revolves about what they heard from the Rebbe. Even though Rav Chachmasa, if you're counting up how many dinim they know a million and one dinim, so 500,005 they read from Svarim. They didn't hear Rav Chachmasa, you don't take the Gemara, that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought. Rav Chachmasa Hemenu does mean 51% of what they know, they heard from this person. It means the person who had such a lasting influence on them that he formed their Torah personality. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Rav Chachmasa Hemenu doesn't mean 51% of the din. It means, so that's very rare that a Rebbe should have such an influence. Rav Soloveitchik had such a fantastic influence on some of his Talmidim, not on all of them. Some of them just picked up how to imitate him. How to imitate the way he took off the glasses, the way he put on the glasses, the way he took off the glasses, the way he threw the glasses on the floor. He was very nervous, the way he would stutter. So some Talmidim were experts. They picked up all the chitzonius. And other Talmidim picked up some of the things that he said also. Yeah. So Tosis points out that Mora Rabbach Mora Shemayim, that you need Mora, that's only by Rabbi Muvok. If it's a Rebbe, a Talmud learns in yeshiva, he learns 1 year by this Rebbe, 1 year by that Rebbe. That's a Rebbe, but that's not Rabbi Muvik. So that's v'hadarta p'nei zokin. V'pnei seba tokum v'hadarta. V'hadarta means to show kavod. So there's a din of kavod and there's a din of mer. For example, there's a din of umigdoshi tiro. There's a din to show such respect for the Beis HaMikdash. That's called mora ha-migdosh. And the Beis HaKnesses, you don't say mora Beis HaKnesses, you say kavod Beis HaKnesses. So it's the same din, kavod. But Moira HaMikdash means an extra degree of kavod, like a kavod square. So that's what some Rishonim say, Mipnei HaKavod, Mipnei HaYira. Now, HaYira does mean I'm afraid the guy's going to shoot me. He's going to kill me if I don't say hello to him. So Pshita, that it's Muta. Everyone agrees Muta to be Mapsik. Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kol HaTarkula. It doesn't smack from Avodah Zarah if you talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. There are people who talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. It's highly improper. It's very wrong. But it's not the equivalent to Avodah Zarah. So that's why Yadav Hashem say Mipnei Ayira doesn't mean I'm afraid he's going to kill me. Mipnei Ayira means Rabbi Muvok, where there's not only a Chiyav Kavod, there's a Chiyav Mora, so then you're allowed to be Mapsik Mipnei Kvodo Shalosa Chacham or Mora Abiyem. Parents says a din. Most people don't observe it. There's a din of Kabbidah Savicha V'Simecha Nishim Mibli Avati Ro. So the Gemara in Kiddushin lists off Ezu Kavod V'Ezu Mora. We're supposed to have not only Kavod for our parents, which most of us don't have, we're supposed to have Mora also for our parents, which hardly anybody has, yeah? Yeah, he's supposed to. He's supposed to show Kovar Abrius. There's a mitzvah of Lo Yitama, and we assume that posuk that says the Kohen is not allowed to be Mitam to Mesim, less than one of the seven relatives, Achas Absul, Shaloh, Salish. Lo Yitama, the beginning of Parshas Amor. So Lo Yitama is a Choyva. Machlek Zerbi Kivya and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Lo Yitama is a Rishus. He's permitted to be Mitam to the seven relatives if he wants to, if he chooses to. And we pass like Rabbi Kivya, Lo Yitama is a Choyva. And that pasuk is the source of the institution of Kavod Abrius. It's even Kavod HaMeisim. Even though the sister died already, even though the seven relatives died, even Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaChaim or Kavod HaChaim. Kavod HaChaim takes precedence to Kavod HaMeisim. That's how the Shittim Kubetzes writes in Ksubis. And Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a brisa. There's a crossroads, and there's a group going with the Chasen Kala to celebrate their marriage, and there's a group going with their funeral to go to the cemetery, and they know green light and red light system. So who has the right to go first? So the Gemara says, Mavir Mesameis Melefnei Akalo. You let the Chasen Kala go first. Why is that? So the Shittim Kubetze says that we learn from the Pasuk Lo Yitama that there's an Inyan of Kavod HaMeisim. So it's Kavod HaChaim or Kavod HaChaim. Kavod HaChaim, and the person is alive. There's a greater Chiyuv of Kavod HaBrius. We usually don't act like that. We usually, once the guy dies, then you're careful. Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaChaim, while he's alive, we're very disrespectful to each other. It's not right. While the guy's alive, you talk all the Lashon Hara you want. After he's dead, oh, Kavod HaMeisim. The Lashon Hara against dead people is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a cherem that was introduced in the days of the Kadmonim, in the days of the Gaonim, or the early Rishonim, they introduced. Lashon Hara against living people is a din on the Chumash. That's a real din d'Oraisa. Lashon Hara against dead people is only D'Rabbanan. So we usually act in the opposite direction, but it's not right. You have to have Kavod HaChaim as Odif from Kavod HaMeisim. Whenever there's a conflict, Kavod HaChaim takes precedence to the Kavod HaMeisim. So that's the, so the Pashtus is that you're mechuyev to be mafsik. Mechuyev to be mafsik. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when the three angels appeared to Avram Avinu. So it's a Vayera Elo Hashem Be'elon Amamre, HaKadosh Baruch appears to Avram Avinu. And the Gemara says, Hashem and Nomad Sosachem Menech Al Nasava Me Alav Decha. So the Gemara in the end of Shavuos has a Machlekes Hatanoim, where the Alav Dalad Nun Yud is Kodesh Achol. In Nomad Sosachem Al Nasava Me Alav Decha, is he talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? So it's Kodesh, and then Sefer writes the Sefer Torah. He should have in mind to be Mekadosh Alav Dalad Nun Yud. Aram Avinu felt that Gedol HaKabolas Hachnos HaSarachim, so he told the Rebbeinu Shlom, oh, thank you for coming to visit, but wait over here, I have to take care of the guests first. Or is the pshat, Alav Dal Nun Yud is Chol? No, the Shechina already went away. And Alav Dal Nun Yud is Chol, he says to the guests, please don't leave me, I'd like to invite you to come into my home. So if the pshat is that the Shechina came, and then the Malachim come, so Rav Soloveitchik says, so what did the Rebbeinu Shlom said the Malachim then in the middle of the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina? He should have sent the Malachim before or after. So he said, no, this was a test for Avram Avinu to see if he's going to... Avram Avinu thought that they were human beings. He wanted to see, is he going to realize that G'dola Hachnos HaSarachim Yosem HaKabbalah's Pnei Hashchina? Will he realize that Kavod Abiyas is so important that you mechuyev to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema to say good Shabbos or good morning to the person? The Mishnah Berurah says that bizmanos that we don't do it because everybody knows we're in the middle of davening. So someone comes into shul, he says good Shabbos or good morning, So you shake your head, and the guy understands that you're not going to talk. Everybody knows today that you don't talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. But in the days of the Tanaim, somehow, it was not known. So there was an issue, there was an inyan, Kavod Rabbi Yisrael, so you mechuyev to be mafsik, not just you're allowed to. You mechuyev to be mafsik because of Kavod Rabbi Yisrael. But Tosfos quotes in the middle of Shema Nesra, you're not allowed to. Yeah. Very strong kasha. I don't know. Shine. So the Gemara explains Rab Meir. That Rab Meir holds Be'emtza Perek, the only thing is Mutim Mipnei Ayira. There's no other heter. And then Perek Leperek Mipnei Ayira is certainly Mutim Mipnei Akobit is also Mutim. But not Meshav Shalom Acholodim, not so. And Rabbi Yudas is more complicated. In the Emtza Perik, he can be Shalom Mepnei Ayira, Meshav Mepnei HaKovid, and Bein HaProkim, he can be Shoyal Mepnei HaKovid, and Meshav Shalom Acholodim. Okay, but we pass like Rabbi Yudas, the complicated Pesach. So those are the rules and regulations in Shema. In Shmona Esrei, we say, no, but Dibart the Bomb, Lo Betfili, not allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. But in the middle of Kriya Shema, there we say like Avraham Avinu that he did right. Kedoy lahachnos asarach miyos b'akvolos b'nei hashchina. The Kavod Abrius is important. Kavod Abrius is rooted in the fact that man was created b'tzalam alakim. That's also in a certain sense, kavod to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Meiri in the Hakdama Tushas quotes a medrash that the Aseres Adibros. The different opinions in the Medrash, how were the Aseres Adibros written on the Luchas? So one opinion is each one of the Luchas was a cube, like this. Amo, Alamo, Alamo, everything was a cube. And then all 10 Aseres Adibros from 1 to 10 were here, 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 and here. 4 times written on each one of the 2 Luchas. And the other opinion is the way it appears, they're usually on the Parechas of the Aron Kodesh. 1 to 5 is on one, and 6 to 10 is on the other one. So according to that version, that 1 to 5 is on one luach and 6 to 10 on the other luach, so there's much more written on the first luach and on the second luach. The second luach just says, lo sirtzov, lo sinov, lo signov, sana berechet shaka, hardly anything. The first luach is 4 times as much, 5 times as much. So the Mabit writes in his Sefer Beis Halakim, the Mabit was with Rabbi Yosef Karo and Tzvas, and the same Bezin. Yes, Chuvis. So the Mabit writes in the Sefer Beis Elikim, a Sefer on Hashkof and Amunah, he writes that the letters on the second Luach, there was 1/4 the amount of writing, 1/5 the amount of writing, so the letters weren't bigger letters, because you need more emphasis on Loi Sirtzach, on Loi Sinav, on Averis, Ben Adam, Lachaber, you need more emphasis, so that's why those are in bigger letters. So that people will observe. But Ben Adam HaChaver, people are often mezalzalan. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom had those letters written bigger than the letters on the first luach. That's his suggestion. But the Miri quotes a medrash in the Akdamat Tishas, the medrash that says that the sixth of the Aseres Adibros is connected with the first, and the seventh is connected with the second, and the eighth is connected with the third. Each one is connected. So what's the connection? So I think he says that we believe in God. And God created man, but so therefore, if you murder someone, you demonstrate you don't believe that God created him, but you don't believe in God. You don't believe that man was created, but so the whole institution of Kavod Abrius is also because man was created, but even after he's dead, you also have to show Kavod while he's alive, because man was created, but yeah, so sometimes we say the debarta bombeloy betfilo in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to show Kavod Abrius at all. Only talk to the Rebbeinu Shlom, don't be mafsik. In the middle of Kriya Shema, then we say yes, the debarta bomb, you should be mafsik. Like gedol achnos asarchem, yes, magbolot pnei hashchina. We're mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema to greet the pnei Akobin and pnei Ayir. So the Gemara has a suffix. This pasuk. The dibarta bom v'loy betfilo. So in Kriya Shema you are mafsik a little bit, and Shmona Esrei you're never mafsik. And Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim that Birchas Hamazon is the same as tefilo. You're not allowed to be mafsik even to one bracha and the next bracha. You're not allowed to be mafsik. even to say, I'm in Yeheshmei Rabba. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemana Esri. Gemara has a machlokes later. One opinion is to say, I'm in Yeheshmei Rabba, and mutter in the middle of Shemana Esri. But we don't pass like that. You're not allowed to be mafsik at all. So the same thing in Birchas Hamazon. Not allowed to be mafsik at all. If you're benching mezuman, so the ikar din is that the mezamen is supposed to say the whole benching out loud till the end, till the olam ayachas reino. But the mechaber recommends everybody should say along softly with him, because by us we don't pay attention so well. So you should say softly, but the mezamen should say the whole benching out loud. Then you got to say amen. Aswar that amen is me'akev. We discussed it already. Amen could be from the Rama Marashma is that anios amen al yidei atzibur is me'akev by chazor sashatz and by benching mezuman. We spoke about it, no? I think?
Yes.
Earlier? Yeah. So now the Gemara has the Shailam. So we know the din by Shmoneh Esrei, by Birchas Hamazon, and by Kriya Shema. What's the din by Hallel? What is the din by Hallel? Boy Minei, around 10 lines from the top. Boy Minei, Achi, Tana de Beirapchia, Beirapchia. Rapchia had a yeshiva, and in his yeshiva had a fellow by the name of Achi, and he was a Tana. What do you mean a Tana? Tana de Beirapchia. A Tana means Rabbi Akiva was a Tana. That's one kind of a Tana. And then a Tana in the days of the Amoraim, Rabbi Chia was his Talmud or Rabbi Yudanasi. Rabbi Yudanasi is the last of the Tanaim. So his Talmudim are the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chia, these are all Amoraim. A Tana in the days of the Amoraim means an Amora who recites braises by heart. So this Achi was the Tana. He used to recite braises in Bei Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Chia is yeshiva. Yes, what's the din halal of a Megillah Maushi Yapsik? Is it the same as Kriya Shema with a Kavachimer? Mi Amrina Kavachimer, Kriya Shema there I said, Paisek, you're allowed to be Mapsi, Bena Prokam, Emsa Pere, Halal de Rabbanon Kavachimer, Mi Boye, Kavachimer, Idilma no. Maybe since Halal on Chanakin and Kriya Samigilis for the sake of Pisuminiso, Idilma, Pisuminiso, or maybe you're going to kill the Pisuminiso, you're going to be Mapsik in the middle, maybe it's Mohammed. So you see Gemara, before you even get to the answer, you see from the Gemara, what halal are they talking about? They're talking about a halal that you recite on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. So that's not because of Pesumi Nisa. It's not because of halal Chanukah is Pesumi Nisa. Halal on Yom Tovim because of the Simchas Yontif. That's the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos explains that. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he has the 14 Klolim, the 14 Shoroshim. One originally translated the Rambam from the Arabic to the Hebrew, so he used a funny Hebrew, so he calls them the 14 Sharashim. And the new translation, they call it the 14 Klolim, the 14 rules and regulations that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs or not. So the Rambam says, the first Klol, you only include the mitzvahs that are the Raisa, you don't include in the Minyan mitzvahs are the Rabbanan. And he says, a Pela on the Halachas Gedolas, that he includes Halal. Everybody knows that Halal is only the Rabbanan, it's not posting in Chumash, you got to say Halal. So it doesn't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Ramban comes there to defend the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. So he says, maybe the Bahag is of the opinion that Halal is their Raisa. Halal their Raisa, where is their Pasuk on Chumash? So the answer is, it says, V'samachta b'hagecho. So the Ramban interprets the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud, the whole sugya of Halal, that's the premise of the Gemara, that Halal is their Raisa based on Ikri Moed. The Gemara says, Shabbos is not Ikri Moed, Yontav is Ikri Moed, V'shchodesh is Ikri Moed. Ikri Moed means, is there a Chiyav Simcha? So on Shabbos there's no Chiyav Simcha, so there's no Chiyav to recite Halal. On Yontif, and even on Rosh Chodesh is also, there's a Chiyav Simcha, so you should have, that was the Gemara discussion, how come you don't recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh? We recite Chatzi Halal, that's only a minig. That's what Tosis quotes from Tainis Daf Chav Chesam Beis. Here it is. 15 lines into the Tosis on Yud Dalon and Aleph, they quote from the Gemara of Tainis, that reciting Chatzi Hal Namash Chodesh is only a minig, it's not Medina. So the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudim Beis discusses why isn't it Medina? Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moed. What it means, the Ramban says Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed means Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiyav Simcha, and the Chiyav Simcha is what is Mechayiv to recite Hal. Halal is, according to the Bahag, Halal is the Raisa, as an expression of the Simchas Yontif. There's a Simchas Aguf, and there's a Simchas Anefesh. So eating Basar and drinking Yayin, Basar B'Yayin is Simcha, that's Simchas Aguf, and then reciting Halal is Simchas HaNefesh. So the the Gemara there in Erech and Rav Yud says there are two mechayiv in Mapal. Maybe more than two, but there are at least two. One is because of a chi of Simcha. That's on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Rambam quotes the Gemara that since it's Yom Naroim, Sefer Chaim, Sefer Mesim, Suchim Lefanov, so it's not proper to say Hallel. The Malach HaShori, that's the Rebbe Shalom, how come the Jewish people are not reciting Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? That's the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudim. And basically the Gemara says, Rebbe Shalom answers that that's the correct practice. Since it's Sefer Chaim, Sefer Mesim, Suchim Lefanov, it's not proper to say Hallel. So the Rambam writes that they're not Yimei Simcha Yisera. There is a chiyuv simcha in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but it's not simcha yisera to the extent that you should be obligated to recite Hallel. So the reciting of Hallel on the Yom Tovim is not because of Pirsum in Nisa, it's because of simcha. So the Gemara talks about Hallel on Chanukah as Pirsum in Nisa. The Gemara said that it's only the Rabbana, like Megillah is only the Rabbana. That's where the Gemara had a whole discussion, Hechan Tzivonu. How do you say bracha shekadoshana b'mitzvayisav tzivonu while not lokas neres Chanukah? Now mikra megillah v'heichan tzivonu. It's not a din deraisa. The Gemara explains why it's legitimate, why it's acceptable to say kadoshana b'mitzvayisav tzivonu on a mitzvah derabbana. So the Gemara is talking about halal on Chanukah, and the Gemara said that it's derabbana. So this is the Gemara that the Netziv quotes to disagree with the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says he thinks that halal on Chanukah is deraisa. Why? Because the Gemara megillah said it should be a Kal V'chaimer that we should recite Halal on Purim as a Kal V'chaimer from Pesach. Kal V'chaimer from Pesach. At the time of Kriyas Yamsev, Bnei Yisrael said Oz Yashir, and it's recorded in the Chumash. Means the Rebbeinu Shalom approved of it. Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that 98% of the stories were left out from the Chumash, but probably 99.99% of the stories from Bereshis till Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Ruba de Ruba of the stories were left out. The only stories that are recorded in the Chumash are those that are relevant for us to know. So the Torah records that the Jewish people sang Oz Yashir. They sang Shiras Hayam. So it means that the Rebbeinu Shalom approved it, and that's the proper thing to do. So whenever you have a Yeshua, you should really recite Hallel. They said Oz Yashir. We should say something like Oz Yashir, something like Hallel. So the Gemara asked Akasha, shouldn't we make a Kal V'chaimer? If Me'avdus L'cheirus, when Bnei Yisrael went free, they recited Halal. So Me'mavus L'chaim L'koshke, because Haman wanted to kill Bikshu L'har, L'hashmin L'har, but it's called Halal, wanted to kill all the Jews. So Shbiya Kal V'chaim, we should recite Halal. So Gemara gives three answers why we don't recite Halal on Purim. But on Chanukah we do recite Halal. So we say it's based on that Kal V'chaim, based on a Mamatzinu from Oz Yashir. So a Mamatzinu and a Kal V'chaim from the Midrash HaTorah to Drash HaSpam, that's a Din Daraisa. So this leads the Chasam Sofer, this leads the Chasam Sofer to believe that reciting Halal on Chanukah is a din deraisa. So the Netziv, as a teenager, wrote a commentary on the Shiltas when he was learning in Volozhin. And he's going to disagree with the Chasam Sofer, so he has to disagree with respect. So he calls him Hagoyen v'Hatzadik HaChasam Sofer, usually calls him Chasam Sofer. But when he disagrees, you have to say, respectfully, Hagoyen Matzadik HaChasam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas that Halal Chanukah is their Isis. So he said, with all due respect, it's against an often the Gemara and Daf Yudalit. The other Gemara is a Megillah, Daf Yudalit. They call the Chaymer. Ma'am Me'abdus L'cheiris, they said Shira, and the Chumash records Oz Yashir, Kal V'chaimer on Purim, that was Mimavis L'chaim L'kolshkein, the Kal V'chaimer. And our Gemara, Daf Yudalit and Brachis, is Beferish that Halal Chanukah is only their Rabbanan. So that's a kasha against the Chasam Sofer. So the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer come to defend the Chasam Sofer. They printed several volumes of Heoris on the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, a likud from all the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer. So they have, I think, the Maram Shik. He was one of the most outstanding Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer. So he comes to defend the Chasam Sofer over here. He says, the Rebbe is right. Halal on Chanukah is there, I said. But it doesn't say how much you have to say. Maybe if you say the first pasuk, Halal de Hashem. Who says you have to say 4 pages in the Siddur? Maybe say a half of a perik and tillim is enough. So the fact that you say so many pages in the Siddur, so many prokim and tillim, that's only midirabban. So that's what the Gemara says. Should I say that it's a Kal V'chaimer, Kriyashma, Deraisa, Yemapsik, halal is the rabbanan on Chanukah. The rest of the halal is the rabbanan. Then the Torah can say the first pasuk can be yotze with that. Or should I say it's ruining the pisuminis? That's how the talmidim of the Chassam Sofer defend the Chassam Sofer. The Gemara meant to say the reciting the entire halal that we do, that's only midirabban. Got to say something. That's minatur. So that's the shaila. What's the story to be mafsik in the middle of halal or megillah? Is it mochama than kriyashma because it'll ruin the pisum in isa, or is it a kavachaimer? Madach ana deraisa. You say b'di barta bum ana derabban. Certainly. What time is it now? It's 10:30. Okay, I got to disappear. Okay, so we left off in the middle. So believe that tomorrow we shall continue. On Thursday I may have to give an early shiur also. I got to find out because I'm supposed to go on an Erev tour. Maybe some of you might be interested in seeing what the Erev is like here around the yeshiva. You may decide not to carry anymore. You may decide yes to carry. So there's supposed to be an Erev tour. Rabbi Stein is having, his group is going to have an Erev tour that he wants me to participate in on Thursday sometime, right after the shiur. Okay, I got to run. One sense of messing me.